Miss Ellie Goulding with the writer. It's 103.7 at Moorlands Radio, and it's currently 25 minutes past 10. And I'm on the line now with Ali Stunt. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
That's brilliant. I'm good, thank you. Now, you are the founder of Pancreatic Cancer Action, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Okay, and you're a survivor of pancreatic cancer. Do you mind talking to me sort of through the moment you suspected something was wrong to the moment that you were diagnosed?
Absolutely. It was 2007, and I was a year before I'd been diagnosed with diabetes, which I thought was odd because I didn't fit the profile. I wasn't overweight, didn't have family history, and didn't think anything of it, and nor did my doctor, to be honest. Then about a year later, I started suffering from symptoms. So I started finding that I was getting pain on eating. So not when the food was travelling down, but almost when it hit the stomach, and then I'd sort of double over a bit. I also developed very bad back pain, and it's not lower back. It was where the lady's bra strap sits. It was slightly to the right of the clasp, as it were.
Right.
And then that radiated round to the front. And, you know, you find that it could be relieved by sort of rocking backwards and forwards. I couldn't get comfortable in a chair as if I had some kind of tennis ball strapped to my back, but actually it was an internal tumour, which I didn't know about at the time. And I had changing bowel habit, I had bad diarrhea and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I started losing weight without trying. And I went backwards and forwards to the GP a number of times because I just knew something wasn't right. I didn't know what it was, but it wasn't normal for me to have all of these things. And certainly the pain was the worst. It really, really escalated in a fairly short period of time, over about sort of 6 weeks or so.
I can imagine.
And I went from taking, you know, regular paracetamol right up to having an out-of-hours doctor come and give me a morphine injection in a matter of 6 weeks. So there was something very, very wrong. I ended up in A&E. They thought I might have gallstones, which is a very common misdiagnosis for pancreatic cancer. But I had no one to operate the ultrasound machine because it was a bank holiday that day. So I was so fortunate that I'm on the policy of my husband's work private medical insurance, because I was able to get a private consultation with my surgeon within 2 days, who sent me off for an emergency ultrasound followed very rapidly by a CT scan, and then they found a 5 centimetre mass on my on my pancreas.
Wow, I mean that sounds like it really did escalate very quickly as
yes.
well. What was the first thought that sort of went through your head when you found out about it?
Well, I sort of knew that the word mass meant tumour. But I didn't know anything about pancreatic cancer. And when they said I could go for surgery, I thought nothing of it. I thought that's what everybody did. But I soon realised, through the help of Dr. Google, which isn't very helpful always, that, you know, that not many of us can have the surgery. So I was in a very privileged position. And it's quite scary to know that only 10% of people can have surgery, and I was diagnosed in time. And then when I looked at the statistics, which 10 years ago, I was facing a 3% chance of living 5 years. And it was just terrifying, really terrifying. And, you know, it's just incomprehensible that you have a disease that's got such a low prognosis. You know, and the survival rate is just so difficult. But what really sort of made me quite concerned is the fact that nothing had changed over 40 years. So the stats are virtually the same as they were in the 1970s.
Wow.
So, you know, that's what made me found Pancreatic Cancer Action, because I'm one of the lucky ones, and I knew I'd been given a chance that many are not given. And I just want to make sure that more people get diagnosed sooner so they can have the same outcome that I've had.
That's a really lovely reason to set that up. And when was it you set Pancreatic Cancer Action up?
In 2010, so only 7 years ago.
Okay, so that's been going well. And do you get a good amount of support from people for that?
We've got the most fabulous supporters out
there. That's good.
We really do. I mean, sadly, most of them are touched by the disease themselves. They quite often have lost loved ones. We do have a few patients that are supporting us as well. And this is World Pancreatic Cancer Day today. And we have them out there in their local communities. They are giving interviews to their local radio stations as well, where they can. And they are also helping us with awareness stands and collecting. And they are absolutely absolutely phenomenal. They're like our family. We really cherish them. But, you know, we don't get any government funding, so we rely very heavily on people to do amazing things for us, running races, marathons, skydiving, wing walking, you name it. They're out there doing that kind of stuff to raise funds so that we can focus on funding research for early diagnosis, and also we fund awareness campaigns. So at the moment, if you go into some of the major railway stations across the UK, in the washrooms you might see our symptoms posters, in the rail stations, also motorway service areas, the highest footfall ones outside the M25, and also outside co-ops. We've got a lovely Jean who is on those adverts there saying how lucky she is to have survived pancreatic cancer. So, you know, it's there are a lot of things that we are doing, but we so need the support of the public out there, because we cannot do what we do without them.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's lovely to hear that so many people are supportive about it. Do people just sort of approach you and say, right, I'm going to do this to raise funds?
Yes. I mean, I think some people get in touch with us whilst their loved one is unwell, and they get some of our patient support information and that kind of thing. And a lot of them will come back and say, look, we want to do something because we think it's tragic that we lost mum within a very short space of time, yeah. or dad went within 6 weeks or whatever it was, and they're traumatised and they just want to do something because they, like me, feel very angry that there's been no change in the last 40 years or so, and they want to do something, and they are incredibly passionate. So yes, they get in touch with us through our website, pancreaticcanceraction.org, and also we've got a very active Facebook page as well. So if you just search for Pancreatic Cancer Action on Facebook, you'll find us there, and there's a great community of people who are doing all sorts to raise awareness and also to raise funds.
That's fabulous, it really is. And I must ask as well before you go, how many people in the UK are actually diagnosed with pancreatic cancer? Is it a common thing to get?
It's not the most common, but it's the 10th most common cancer in the UK. Just under 10,000 people are newly diagnosed each year, and that's 26 people a day.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, 26 people a day are diagnosed, and 24 a day sadly die.
Wow.
So very stark statistics, and that's what I want to change.
Yeah, no, that's really, really good. And I wish you all the best with it as well. It sounds like you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for letting me speak about pancreatic cancer to all your listeners. And if they want to get in touch with us, please do pancreaticcanceraction.org.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much then, Ali.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right then. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
So that was Ali Stunt, who is the founder of Pancreatic Cancer Action. And it is actually, like she said today, World Pancreatic Cancer Day. So that's why she's been speaking to us today. So that was a really, really interesting interview for you there. And she's told me that she likes George Michael and Elton John's I Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. So we're going to play that for her now.